She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new
409.
Well, you know, if it's the Beach Boys and it's beach weather, it must be Brian McTavish. Brian, how are you?
Well, with an introduction like that, I'm dandy. Thank you very much. It's Steven Steigman filling in.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
I don't get to do this often enough.
No, you don't. We should. You should make Kraske or Hiley.
Careful, he's sitting
suggest,
nearby.
I know.
He might actually take your suggestion to heart.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, a song like that makes you want to go get a hot rod or at least borrow some guy's stick shift out of his hot rod, I would think.
That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not a bad idea. I think they'll probably have some stick shifts for sale or at least a little knob that goes on top, right?
Like the one that looks like a cue ball?
Yeah, right.
Or the one that looks like the magic eight ball? Check again later.
Exactly. At the West Bottoms Car Show, where stuff that goes vroom and related collectibles will be for sale, trade, or just plain showing off. The car-related fun peels out at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. They will have an awards show at 6 o'clock that evening. Who knows when the fun will end? It all takes place under the 12th Street Bridge.
Now, that's an interesting place to have it, because when I think, like, something taking place under a bridge, mm-hmm. I think, like, teenage outlaws.
Well, if I was
vroom,
a teenage...
Vroom, like, the sound of that bridge amplifying the exhaust that much more.
Well, I think you're making the case for doing it there, because actually the vendors are setting up in the edge of Hell Haunted House parking lot. So frankly, I mean, if I had a bad attitude and a badder car, if you will, I think I might just make my way down there to the underneath the 12th Street Bridge. I'm curious, though. Did you ever have a hot rod as a kid?
I did not, but I have a friend who has one. It's an Oldsmobile 442.
Ooh, I had a friend in high school who had a Pontiac Trans Am, brand spanking new.
A bleeping Trans Am?
Yeah, I mean,
a bleeping Camaro. Sorry.
This buddy of mine with the Trans Am, I swear he raised his keister off the leather seat by half an inch. He was afraid to actually crease the leather. Meanwhile, I'm driving around in a Ford Pinto family car. I drove a Country Squire Ford station wagon in my youth, a Festiva, which is way too small for
me.
Sexy. I know. Obviously, it's my personality that got me...
I got you beat.
Got what?
I drove around in a Volvo wagon. That's the West Bottoms Car Show this weekend.
Yeah.
10 a.m. starts
Saturday.
Under the 12th Street Bridge down in the West Bottoms.
I have a little plant. I always give her water. Because you see, she really loves her water. And she says, thank you to me. Even though I never hear it, but she says, thank you to me.
I say thank you to you, Brian McTavish, every week.
This is at least the second time you've done it today. I appreciate that. Am I your plant? Am I just your little potted plant?
You are, no.
No, I'm your big
potted
plant.
You do bring me happiness.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You do brighten my day.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Yep, yep.
We have to water you up every week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, of course, that's
Why are we
Ernie.
Listening to Ernie.
That's Ernie from Sesame Street. And this has nothing to do with anything other than the fact I love the late Jim Henson. And that is obviously, as any fan of Jim Henson, Love Muppet fame can tell, that's Jim Henson doing Ernie. Obviously, Jim's no longer with us.
And why is he singing
okay,
about plants?
Okay, let's get to that point. Right. It's the citywide seed, plant, and bulb exchange. This begins at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday, right across the street from the station at Anita B. Gorman Conservation Discovery Center, just south of 47th and Troost. It's absolutely free to come on down. You can trade your labeled potted plants with other potted plant holders. You can take home as many trays as you bring. That sounds fair.
That sounds great. Do you think that people show up with, like, nothing and they take home everything?
How am I going to do that now? That's exactly what I would be doing.
Sorry.
Well, you know, I do think if you can, talk your way into a room, you can talk your way into some potted plants. Bring an heirloom vegetable or two, perhaps a berry. They say you can bring trees. I assume these are small trees, right?
I think they'll give you a look if you show up with a 40-foot elm in the back of a truck.
Right. I would just like something that looks like a tomato. You know, a good tomato cut up. Of course, this has nothing to do with the plants. I want the fruit from the vine.
You'll have to wait a little bit because those don't come out until July.
Oh, my gosh. See, I'm sorry. I know what I like. I just don't know anything about what I like.
That's the Citywide Seed Plant and Bulb Exchange across the street at the Anita B. Gorman Conservation Discovery Center, 4750 Truist. It begins tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Let's move from potted plants to pot-laden humor.
Oh, good one.
If we can do that. Well, it's not my good. It's the good that's being brought to you courtesy. Interesting. It's a film, a cartoon called Jay and Silent Bob's Super Groovy Cartoon Movie. And it stars, or at least it stars the voices of Kevin Smith, who is Silent Bob, and Jason Mewes, who is Jay. These were characters. Actually, they were always cartoons, but they were live-action cartoons. They first popped up in Kevin Smith's black-and-white classic of sorts, Clerks, if you recall Clerks.
Sure, of course.
It's almost 20 years old. So, you know, Kevin Smith's been a busy filmmaker, and he and Jason Mewes have popped up as Jay and Silent Bob in a variety of films, most of them, if not all of them, directed by Kevin Smith. But now they're in this cartoon, so you can see the movie, the cartoon film, and meet these two guys. They're going to be in town. They'll do a post-screening Q&A, and it's all happening at 8 o'clock tonight at the Midland.
You can find Brian's entire list on our website at kcur.org.
Sundays, but after loaded mile, too long since I've been drove wild. Staggers in yellow jackets and black coffee won't subside. Gotta rest, but I'm so damn wired. How long till my mind gets tired?
Kansas City's very own Grizzly Hand, Brian McTavish.
Absolutely, the Grizzly Hand. You know, they have a new album out. It's called Classic Singles. How can that be? Because I just think they want to make the songs sound like instant classics. Is that the trick to that, I guess?
That's a really good question.
I guess it is. Perhaps you'll have them. Have you had the Grizzly Hand on?
We have spoken about the Grizzly Hand a few times on the program.
You know, there comes this culmination of media coverage.
Yeah.
And I think it's reached not a tipping point, but almost a peak, an early peak with the Grizzly Hand. They're local. It's a Kansas City band. Not only are they good, heck, they're great. And they're not afraid to tell us about it. And they will tell us about it. They're country. Crossroads KC, downtown, 8 o'clock Saturday night. They lead the bill. But on their own, however self-promotional, I think it's totally accurate, website, they say, quote, call it country rock. Call it rock. Call it Americana. Call it anything you want. What's important is that it's real and it sounds great. I couldn't agree more. Tarnation if they're not great.
The Grizzly Hand, 8 p.m. Saturday at Crossroads KC.
Ahora Manuelito, cántale esos ojitos bonitos.
Hey, Brian McTavish, have you ever been serenaded by a mariachi group? It is the coolest thing.
Have you? Have you?
I was next to some folks who were serenaded by a mariachi.
So you got kind of a contact high off the music?
I did. Well, I was at a Mexican restaurant in Mexico, and the family next to us hired, like big family, hired a mariachi band.
That counts.
And it was great entertainment for the evening.
That definitely counts. If you're within 6 to 10 feet, it's your serenade. This is a great act as well. Traditional Mexican folk music. I can say the first part of this band's name.
And I'll finish up the second part.
Mariachi.
Vargas de Tecatitlan.
Let's do it again.
So let's say that 10 times fast.
I want to do it one more time so you can prove once and for all that you can speak the speech and I can't. Mariachi.
I already messed up.
Oh, we got it.
Mariachi Vargas de Tecalitlan.
Okay, you did it. 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts downtown. They are known in a shorthand fashion as the best mariachi band in the world. They actually started as a quartet. This is wild. In 1898 in Mexico. And in one form or another, they've managed to sustain themselves, more than sustain themselves. They have fans around the world. Today's version is 13 musicians and vocalists. If you love mariachi music, if you love the singing, if you love the costumes, the sombreros, the attendant pageantry.
The storytelling.
It's a story, Stephen.
It really is. And of course, it helps if you speak Spanish.
Well, where does that leave me?
Well, even if you don't speak Spanish, you can hear that story in another language.
I think it still leaves me at the Kauffman Center downtown, 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. I enjoy it. There's so much passion in the storytelling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Steiger.
You can find all of Brian's picks on our website at kcur.org.
Need a great film to see this weekend? Check out our critics' 3 to See, their top choices for the best indie, foreign, and documentary films showing on area screens. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. The brutal battles of D-Day didn't finish the war, but they were the beginning of the end. Monday on the program, we'll talk about the final push of the European campaign of World War II. Our show's theme music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help this week from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. Our senior producer is Steven Steigman. Have a great weekend, all. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.